Prison Bookends, a broadcast today. I'm Dot Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll start off with the latest details on Pastor Andrew Brunson, a pastor held prisoner in Turkey. Make sure to stick around to learn why stamps matter to a prison ministry in the U.S. Find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. On Wednesday, American pastor Andrew Brunson faced his third hearing in Turkey under false charges of espionage and terrorism. The international community was optimistic that Brunson would be released. However,
that did not happen. There were more witnesses that testified. Andrew was not released. He was not allowed to go home for the remainder of the trial. He was returned to prison after that. And the next court hearing is not scheduled until October the 12th.
That's Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton. He says while the result is disappointing, the silver lining is that Brunson got to share his faith in court and demonstrate supernatural forgiveness.
We certainly pray for his freedom, and we continue to pray that God will strengthen him and empower him and encourage him, and even allow, just as he did at the hearing this week, allow him to be a witness for Christ.
And in Venezuela's migration crisis, every day thousands of people pour across the border into Colombia seeking food, medicine, and a future. Earlier this week, the U.S. committed $6 million to help stem the crisis, bringing the total amount of Latin American aid to $56 million since 2017. The situation is dire, but TWR's Marriott Osterhoff says there's reason to hope.
There's a revival at this time in Venezuela because people are looking for hope and looking for strength. They want to know about God.
She just visited TWR Partners in Venezuela and shares more about the situation at missionnews.org.
So the people who are staying, they are going strong and trusting the Lord and doing anything they can to help people who are have it less. They distribute food among the people who don't have anything, but they say to the people, yeah, we give you food, but we also want to give you spiritual food.
Please continue to pray for the situation and for TWR's radio ministry to Venezuela. You're listening to Mission Network News. How much power can a few pages hold? If you ask Helen Williams of World Missionary Press, she'll tell you a story. One of her contacts in South Africa recently encountered a man who was considering ending his own life.
On the bedside dresser, there was a scripture booklet. He picked it up and he read it. He went on his knees and asked Jesus for forgiveness and for a second chance. Today, all is well with his soul and his home and his business.
And that's why Williams takes resource distribution so seriously.
This is power. This is just scripture, and it's used by the Spirit, and we have no idea where each booklet's going to land, how the Lord's going to use it. Our job is to produce it and to get it out into hands, and from there, God directs it to a soul that's prepared and in need.
You can help World Missionary Press send Christian literature around the world at missionnews.org. And this year, Crossroads Prison Ministries has tripled the number of Bible study students they ministered to in prison. The difference is postage stamps. Lisa Blystra, president and CEO of Crossroads Prison Ministries.
We had a significant number of students that were really dropping out of our program very early on. They simply could not afford to put a stamp on their completed Bible study lessons in order to get them sent back to us and then forwarded on to their mentor.
Crossroads started paying for their students' postage in January, and hundreds of men and women in prison joined the program. Now they have a new challenge. They need more mentors.
With less than 12% of general population in prison having any connection to the free world, you can never underestimate the value of just a simple word of encouragement to reach out and say, you matter to God and you matter to me.
Find your place in the story and become a Crossroads mentor at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. If you'd like stories to help you pray for the world more effectively, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.